It's not in base, it's your test. Tehila tatzpiva yeinu b'shiv. Ani koisiz Hashem tushas tefillin. Before one starts, he should say with his mouth, I am writing Hashem tushas tefillin. If he does not say with his mouth, he just thinks it is not kosher. You have to make sure you have the sefer that you rely on that he did it, because there's no way of checking it. And the Shabur adds that some say that it's also proper to say all the askaras, all the names of Hashem, I want to do the Shem Kedushas Hashem. Well, even though it doesn't really help, we'll see that helps a little bit. Because maybe he'll forget afterwards to say the Shem when he writes it. And over there, it could be that if he didn't stay with his mouth, but he thought he's doing Hashem, Hashem, plus the fact in the beginning he said that all the askaras until later on are saying Kedushas Hashem, then according to some things that helps. There's also, Mishmur says, that there's a suffix, if he was in the Kaddish Hashem at night, as he wrote it, and he knows for sure that in the beginning he said this thing that all the Shemas I want to write should be the Shem, Tushas Hashem, then one could be make over the oath. Milvadze, so once again, before he starts writing and say that everything I'm writing should be the Shem, Tushas Tefillin. We said the Tchumra was saying also all the Shemas I will eventually write should be the Shem, Tushas Hashem. But the more important thing is, then in respect to writing the Shem Hashem, Vadze b'chol pam shekoysev askor tzorech leimah shekoysev the Shem Kedushas Hashem. Every time he writes the name of Hashem, he has to say, yeah, I'm writing this the Shem Kedushas Hashem. If he's writing Hashem Elikeinu one after another, then it's enough to say, I'm writing these two Shemas, the Shem Hashem, because two of them, one after the other. Ramah says, v'yishayim et esagi shemachashem shekoysev askor tzorech shemom ha'o behoitzim itchil esaksid v'fil v'sorgim lachi. That's what we mentioned before. And the Ramah brings the opinions that at the beginning he said that he wants to write all the Shem, Shem, Tushas Hashem. And when he got to the Shem, he just thought it. He didn't physically say it. Then the opinions that say that's good enough also. Which Bruce says, a big difference. According to these opinions, even from the beginning, he just started writing the Shem, Tushas Tefillin. And then when he came to the Shemus, he thought that he's writing the Shem. He didn't say it. That's also good enough. The Chazanish is not happy with the sheet. So the bottom line is, for Shem Hashem to be kosher, somebody has to say before he writes the Shem that I'm writing this Shem, Tushas Hashem. If he just thought it, then it is not kosher, unless in the beginning he said that I'm writing everything in the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, then the Ramah says that it would be a right. In other words, the fact that he said a general term that he's doing everything in the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, and now he thought that he's saying the Kedushas Hashem, that it's kosher, but if he didn't think anything now, then it's definitely possible. Like we said, this thing of relying on that he said in the beginning he's doing the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, and when he wrote the Shem Hashem, he just did it b'machshava, is only permitted b'di'evet. But the chatchila, he has to say b'feirish and every Shem. Ukshaba l'namnim lo yichtach. If he is overtired, he should not write. De'enu koisev oz v'kelot.